Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Once upon a time, there was a peaceful village at the bottom of a beautiful hill. But these things cannot last.
Eventually, inevitably, an evil army, led by a villainous man, came and took that which wasn't his.
But these things too cannot last, as one day, a brave girl wearing glass slippers snuck into the villainous man's castle and took back what wasn't his.
For her bravery, the village made her their leader.
And for her grace, they gave her a name.
The final painting is unmistakably, Tiffany, of your father.
Who's that?
Why, that's me and Lady Annelle.
Did she die before you got to finish the painting?
I've been hurt in a way a child could never understand. And I will leave the room.
Why didn't he finish the painting?
Couldn't get the right shade of blue, I reckon.
He was ashamed of what he'd done.
It sounds like to me the only thing of importance that your father ever made is you. I'm trying to paint a baby Tiffany. To the best of my ability, and also a big dick on Sir Grace's head.
Oh, give him a big hug.
Oh.
I'm not talking. I'm not saying shit.
Yeah. I hug back.
Pop.
Yes.
While you are awkwardly hugging back, the two of you are facing opposite ends of the portrait room. Tiffany,
as,
you're looking through
Harry
the
L,
doorway.
The coachman
comes out with a little hammer at his side, probably one of Thudu's hammers, and a big satisfied look on his face. He's taken his coat off and he's got his sleeves rolled up. He looks really happy with the smashing he did. Pop, you are staring over Tiffany's shoulder at that portrait of the first Grace and the tale written all around the edges. And as you're staring at it, you just casually, not even thinking about it, you reread it very briefly and how it mentions, the story mentions, a secret passageway that she took to get into the manor.
The secret tunnel Cinder Grace took. Cinder Grace, she got in here before.
She did.
Where's her tunnel? How did she get in? Is it, I go to the painting, is there anything maybe in the painting that I can...
The final words.
The hero's sword holds the key, the damsel shows the door, the dragon then reveals a lair where there was no lair before. The hero's sword. Hero's sword, but she didn't have a sword, she had a slipper? Is there a slipper in the family, or is it a spear?
Hero's sword holds the key, the damsel shows the door, the dragon then reveals the lair where there was no lair before.
You heard that before?
Cinder?
Cinder flares to life, but Cinder is a spear, not a sword.
There's a big statue of a hero outside holding a sword.
In the yard, there's the big statue. Oh.
Near the lawn.
God. I can't believe
he was right.
He was so close.
That son of a bitch was right.
He was so close this whole time.
I mean, I would have liked it if the painting, you know, swung out when you set it on fire, but that's pretty
good
too.
Come on.
Oh, all right, yep. Let's go.
The two of you, Tiffany and Pop, with the many people, the many staff of the castle, with Tybalt, Harry's F through L, and Thudu, as quickly as you can, bursting out into the garden behind the manor. So you head back through the main hall. There's an atrium, finally a sunroom as well, which is absolutely gorgeous, but it looks... I would describe it, the atrium as well. The atrium and the sunroom, I would describe them as being basically only decorative. You don't think they'd ever be used for anything.
Actually, you can't actually see the sun in them.
It faced to the south.
And then you explode out into the back of the manor. To your east, you can see that there is a pond, which, Tiffany, you have many memories playing by alone as a child.
Yeah, Pintus wasn't allowed to come outside.
Yeah.
There's the hedge. There's the hedge maze, which you can just barely see poking out over the top the head of the dragon, which, Tiffany, you... How well would you know the hedge maze?
My one outside activity? I was allowed in there. One time I got lost for 5 hours.
The hedge maze is, I cannot underemphasize this, it is labyrinthian. It's big. It's a really big hedge maze.
So Would you like to know how much Tiffany knows about the hedge maze?
Please, yes.
Tiffany would venture out sometimes, and it would be a bit of fun to sort of get a bit lost every now and then. She never really ventured too far in because it was a bit scary because she didn't have anyone with her. And then one day she got lost for 5 hours, and it was very bad because she was quite frightened and she couldn't find her way out. No one came when I called. I stopped going out to the maze.
Fair.
But then I was told to go back out to the maze. Go play in the hedge maze. I don't want to. That's scary. No.
I'm imagining this is in the breakfast lounge and Sir Grace is looking at you over. He's got like newspaper up so that you can't see his face. He lowers it slowly and it's just like, go to the maze.
I imagine it'd be something like this. I would lower the newspaper slowly. Then I would look at you for a long time. And then I would be like, Tybalt, get us some red thread. And then I would hand you like a big ball of like red yarn. Now you won't get lost. And then I would go back to my paper.
I like to think that one day I actually got to the end of the maze with the big red thread. And I was really excited. I could follow my whole way back. And I left the thread in there. And I was really proud to tell my dad.
Well, that's what it's for.
And then eventually, well, if he says that's what it's for, then I do try and memorize the entire maze and how to get all the way in and all the way out again.
You don't need a roll then or anything to navigate the hedge maze. You just know how to get to and from.
Oh, yeah. Because I did that track a lot of times following the thread and then would eventually try and do it without looking down so I could make sure I did. And then eventually I nailed it. And I rolled the thread, gave it back, and I was like, I figured out the maze. And you said...
Good. What, is the thread in good condition?
It'd be dirty, no.
It is just thread.
That's a funny reaction.
Probably looking at the thread, that thought in my head, well, it is just thread. And then I put it on the kitchen table and just put the newspaper back up to keep reading.
I have a moment of thinking that, hey, no one else in the world knows this hedge maze as well as me. This could be my own private spot. And then I think, when do I need privacy?
Fuck me. That's so sad.
One day I sneak pinches out into the maze. I carry it the whole time.
Nice.
The center of the maze, as I said, has that dragon statue. You would know it quite comfortably then. You would be familiar with it. It's a very imposing but nonetheless gorgeous statue of a dragon rearing back and ready to breathe flames. It's a very... What style of dragon would it be?
It would be a gold dragon, I think. I mean, probably it's not gold-colored, but it would be a gold...
Yeah.
Designed like a gold dragon. Yeah.
It has many wings and fins running all up and down it. Kind of almost like a fish in a way. It's got like a fish appearance. As I said, though, it is a very intimidating statue nonetheless. Very realistic, well-made. Probably nicer than the damsel or hero statues as well. It might... you wouldn't necessarily know this. It is... as all the other statues are, on a plinth, but the plinth that the dragon statue rests on is way nicer than the damsel or the hero ones. Both of them are just a simple stone plinth with no carvings or any extra accoutrement. The dragon plinth is much wider, much larger, and it has gorgeous carvings of all the different constellations running all the way around it.
Ah!
Speaking of the damsel and the hero statue, the two of them are in the middle of a flower garden, which is probably a bit worse for wear right now. Someone hasn't been taking care of it anymore on account of how they were fired. The garden would have once long ago contained many different flowers in beautiful patterns, kept very obviously and very clearly, and maybe even changed sometimes on your father's whim. Only sunflowers still grow there today. And in among the sunflowers is the damsel and the hero statue. I will remind you, the hero's sword holds the key, the damsel shows the door. The dragon then reveals the lair where there was no lair before.
Sword key, damsel door.
Okay, I'll go up to the sword.
All right. The hero,
really good at getting swords lately.
The hero is very classic fantasy knight in shining armor, obviously not literally shining, it's made out of stone, holding a sword aloft and a shield in their offhand.
I would imagine the knight not intentionally necessarily by Sir Grace, but does somewhat resemble Sir Grace.
Yeah.
Possibly just that the stonemason was like, to please him, I will make it look like Sir Grace. Or, you know, it's got a Grace affectation, because I guess it's actually just a family statue. It's probably older than Sir Grace, but yeah.
Pop, you don't know what Sir Grace looks like, so the likeness is lost on you.
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest, because it would be this particular puzzle or riddle or whatever relates to a very old, right? Like like a legend. So I guess the implication here is that Sir Grace had it changed at some point to more resemble himself.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you can see the obvious scuff marks where the appearance was changed to match that of your father's. And you also obviously know what your father looks like. It's very clearly a statue of your dad, and it is changed to be so. In addition to that, you spot on the hilt of the sword, there is four symbols. Do you, this would be...
maybe infernal.
Well, in that case...
We can read Infernal over here!
Tiffany, you have a flashback to your father teaching you Infernal.
I guess there would have been a period of time where it would have been lessons, where I would have been teaching you lessons. Tiffany, come into the study. You're going to need to learn many languages, but this one, I think it'll be of use to you in the future. Let's start with some basic phrases.
Can you tell me where the library is?
I'll get you a book.
Can you tell me where the library is?
No, that's not right.
Can you tell me where the library is? Can you tell me where the library is?
It's better. I'll get you a book and a tutor, I think, rather than doing the lessons myself.
True lies. Okay, I went away thinking, wow, if I'd been better at that from the go, I would have got to spend more time with my dad. I failed the test.
Yeah. That is absolutely the implication I would have tried to impress on you. You failed the test. But it's also because it just makes Sir Grace very uncomfortable to see his tiefling daughter speaking Infernal.
In Infernal, on the hilt of the sword, the four symbols read 7, 4, 12, 1.
Yeah. I just want to say...
7, 4, 12, 1!
Yeah, that's what it's looking like over here that I'm reading this in Infernal right now.
We gotta find out where to put those numbers in!
Those numbers mean anything to you, Horns?
No.
The hero's sword holds the key. The damsel shows the door.
I go up to the damsel. Are the symbols repeated?
Please, Jackson, would you like to describe what the damsel looks like?
Fuck, if she doesn't have a face, I'll be so...
she would probably have a face. I think the damsel, more than any of the others, looks extremely reworked. I think the whole head is a size too small, as though there was another, like, large sphinx style, like in near the pyramids of Egypt. The head is a size too small, like a bunch has been carved away. But in the distant past, I don't think this looks like something Sir Grace has done. I think it looks like one of his ancestors carved away whatever the initial damsel looked like.
As part of the damsel statue, there is next to her, she quite obviously looks like it might be an in tableau type sculpture where she's in maybe like a, you can't see it, but in maybe like a tower awaiting rescue. And as part of that tableau, there is next to her, a telescope set up.
Okay. It's daytime, isn't it?
It's currently daytime.
I think we're going to have to wait. My theory is there's a lot of constellations on the dragon. There'll be a code to put into the dragon, but we won't know what the constellations are until we can look through the telescope to see what they're showing us.
But constellations move every night. Telescope is sewn?
It's stone, yeah.
Can I move it?
You climb up onto the statue. A little voice in the back of your head.
Get down, TV.
Oh, I'm not allowed to do this. Oh, I'm not allowed to do this. Oh,
are you climbing up onto the... Oh, no, you're just like not allowed to do it. It's not like, Mom? Climbing up onto the statue, you are inspecting the telescope. Is that what's happening?
Yep.
Looking through the telescope, you can see... Despite the fact that it's made of stone, it is a working telescope. There is a glass aperture at this end. There's a glass aperture at the other end. You can see there is a mirror within that allows you to gaze through the telescope and use it as a telescope, though all you can see right now is a patch of blue sky, and it looks like that there's just scratches on the aperture, which makes sense. It's out here in the elements. But then you realize the scratches, they're not naturally made. There is some pattern in the telescope, but it's warped and you can't see it properly.
I'm going to have to come back at night.
See, so just for everyone listening, Adam's given us a riddle and... my brain has shut down.
Yeah, riddles will get you like that.
Oh, man.
Riddles will, they'll crunch riddles your crunch your head, that, dude.
You're so right about the limitations of your character is certainly as smart as you.
Correct. Anytime this is why I usually create idiots.
Yeah, it's smart,
safer.
Smart.
If I make a character who's a genius, he's not a genius because he's only as smart as Tom.
Right now, I'm like, oh, Tiffany would get this.
Yeah. Pop's an archaeologist. He loves this shit. Tom's like,
I can't do it.
Oh, telescope
numbers
scratch.
And telescope. It's,
okay, so I can't move the telescope.
No, the telescope does not move.
Okay. If I look really hard, these scratches, can I try and figure out what?
You stare as hard as you can, try to make the scratches make sense. Oh, I shouldn't really call them scratches, the markings. You try to make the markings make sense, but as you're staring through, you come to the realization that it's not one set of markings on one lens. It is the lens at one end has markings, the mirror has markings, a lens in the middle has markings, and the lens on the end has markings. They combine in a very odd pattern that you get the distinct impression you're not meant to read this way.
Okay, can I look in the back of the telescope?
You cover the light.
What did I roll, Adam?
You rolled a two.
I look... While you're covering it, I look in the other end.
You're definitely covering the light.
Okay, well then, can I try again?
Full Tweedledee and Tweedledum hours. I can't see, it's too dark. Well, I'll look inside too. Oh no, we can just see each other's eyes.
No, I thought
maybe the darkness would...
No, I get it. I'd have done the same thing.
I thought if I pretended it was night, if we tricked the telescope into thinking it was nighttime.
You... can see through, but you move Pop out of the way. You can see through, but you can tell that the image is distorted. There's some extra element that is missing. You realize that this one telescope is actually not the entirety. Something else is needed to solve this part.
Can I look through the back of the person's head who's looking through the telescope?
She's not at the telescope. She's just on the same plinth. It's just one sculpture with her included.
Meh.
Yeah.
Anything right. else?
I would actually, you know what? No, I'm a fucking idiot. No. You do see something else. You would spot this immediately. When you're looking through, not where you're supposed to look through, but the other end, which you just started looking through.
Smart style.
You realize that what you're looking at through this end, it takes you a second to realize, and maybe it's like your eyes are focusing on the markings, but you let the markings become unfocused, and you can see through the telescope, it's pointing directly at the observatory.
Hmm.
Oh, what do you see?
The observatory.
What, that building up there?
Yes. Why can I see that?
Oh, you're fucking kidding me. All right, I'll be back.
I leave the garden and I head back towards the observatory.
The staff who had been at the back door watching you, they weren't really participating. Oh, where's Pinches? What are you doing with the cat?
I think she's on Thudu's lap.
Okay, so you approach the back of the house and you can see Pop, all of the staff are still sitting out there. Not sitting, standing. They've just been watching the two of you work with curiosity.
Yeah, it's going.
Look at one end of the telescope and be like, that's not right. Let's try the other end.
They just this is Harriet being like, these are fucking idiots.
checking both ends at the same time?
I don't know how they work. I just know they see space.
Yeah, fair, of course. That's fair enough. That's all okay. You need to know.
You, as you're approaching Tybalt, the butler, so is there anything I can help with?
I was going to go upstairs to the observatory, apparently.
Oh, okay then.
Is there a telescope up there?
Yes, there is, yes.
Does it face that way?
I don't recall. The door's locked. We weren't allowed in the observatory.
Right, well, obviously, we are now.
Yes, we are. He reaches into his pocket, takes out a set of keys, and he just had the keys the entire time? He just didn't because he wasn't allowed.
Liberating, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, breaking rules, pushing boundaries, exploring uncharted waters, dealing with generational trauma.
You move into the house through the sunroom. Tybalt,
no. He's in his limit.
He's in his mind perils.
I'm not his boss.
Yeah.
I'm just a big man who showed up.
You are neither of the people who have been his boss.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
From the sunroom, you move into the bottom part of the observatory, which is observatory. I think I said that wrong. Please forgive me. I know this is a cardinal sin. It is a spiral staircase going all the way up, I would say, like 4 stories?
Yeah, it's big.
So it's pretty tall. You and Tybalt climb all the way up to the top. Actually, I'd say more than just Tybalt. You can... Oh, no, he has that walker. No, Harry...
Yeah.
Harry F. calls down from the bottom... You see anything fucking good up there? Steal it for me!
All right, Harry.
We're crushing this place!
I mean,
Harry L., let's get some horses!
Maybe wait for, you know, horns
He's
to
gone.
Come back. To
He's me. Gone.
Tybalt. Tybalt, is he always like that?
Regrettably, yes.
How is he not fired?
He doesn't work in front of... He's always been behind the scenes. You get up into the observatory, or you get just before there's a hatch that opens up into the observatory. Tybalt puts his key in the hatch. You hear click, and then... It seems like some mechanism has been activated, and on its own, the trap door creaks open. After you, Tybalt moves aside.
You don't have to come in if you like. You can wait here.
I'll poke my head in, if for no other reason than to make sure everything's okay.
I'm a big guy, thank you.
I should have said I'm a big girl. That would be way better. Pretend I did, everyone.
Okay.
All right.
I climb inside the observatory.
Okay.
I would say it's like a sort of a domed roof with glass windows on every sort of face of the dome, mm-hmm. with obviously a telescope facing out. I'd say it also kind of resembles like a little, I guess like a study probably in some way too, where there would be like a desk and papers and it almost, I would say, seems like a place of quiet reflection in some way too.
Does it feel at odds with so many of the other rooms in this house?
Yeah, I would say in a way it does, yeah.
There's the main telescope, which is... huge telescope for observing the movements of the stars and other celestial bodies. But there is also, you can see over by where one would view into the hedge maze, to the lake, see all of the different places of the estate. There is a separate second telescope there, which you spot as being pretty much the exact same make and model as the one on the statue.
It's stone and...
It's not stone. Oh, this one's like a proper telescope, but it looks identical.
Question. When we're walking through... Oh, we haven't gone through the maze yet, have we?
No.
No, okay. That's all right. I'm not going to ask Tybalt the question I was going to ask him then because Pop doesn't know stuff. I walk up to the telescope.
You can see that it is... It's a very elaborate mechanical telescope. You can see it's got many different lenses that one can put in, take out. There is a box next to it with... a million nearly different lenses of different sizes, shapes, and some even have different hues. Each of them, to identify them, each of them has a little tag with a number.
Oh, wonderful, Adam. Yeah. Are there any lenses in the telescope right now?
There, I don't know. Would you leave it empty?
It probably would be empty. Yeah. Most of the time it would be empty.
Cool, really. I take out 7, 4, 12, and 1, and I put them in that order.
Okay. You put them in that order?
Yes.
All right. You can't. They don't fit.
Okay, I put them in an order that where they would fit in.
He's got you there,
got
Adam.
Him.
He's got you there.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
You break them, you idiot.
That's what you're rolling for.
Oh no.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said eyes.
You sure about that one, buddy?
I'm always so torn when he does this.
Yeah, it's because terrifying.
He looks genuinely stressed this time.
Okay, then what if I said lows, Adam?
Lows? Yes.
Okay, lows.
Lock that one in, Eddie?
Yeah, lock that one in.
Okay. Yeah, you... they are delicate.
Our big, clumsy hands. Yeah.
You try to... There's a way where... So in that order, it's impossible to make them fit because the sizes are wrong. But you find an order where they seem more likely to fit, and one of them, I'm going to say maybe the one, the smallest one, which sits closest to the aperture where you're looking through, that one just barely doesn't fit, and you're like, well, maybe it's just a little bit of pressure I need. And when you do that, Tybalt calls out, sir.
What?
I don't think that you're meant to force them in any way.
Fair enough. I've never, Are you familiar with this device?
He climbs up into the observatory. I've cleaned it a few times.
Do you want to have a go?
Sure. What are we trying to do?
7, 4, 12, and 1.
Oh, you're only supposed to put one aperture at a time.
Oh. You are so... handsome.
I don't know how they work, okay? Just who knows how they work?
Bro.
Show hands in this room except for Adam.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'd have done the same thing. I'd have probably forced it.
My knowledge of that is when they put the little lenses in the machine that says you're blind.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I suppose those ones are
that
one
was the sound
time.
Of all the things locking into place.
That could have been so funny.
Fuck, dude.
If I'd broken and be like, well, we can't get in.
I 100% would have been like, you just don't. You could have still solved it.
Yeah.
It just would have taken a while.
It's now hard.
Yeah.
Right. Have you got a paper and pen, Tybalt?
He wanders over to the desk, rummages around, and he produces paper and pen.
All right, so I put put aperture 7 in first.
All right, you put aperture
7. Very, very delicately.
You put aperture 7 in.
And now I look through it.
You can see aperture 7 has warped and distorted the image, but you can see where it's currently situated is it's pointed directly at... the damsel statue, and you can probably even still, even through the warpedness, you can still see Tiffany there.
But,
Can I see that he's fiddling?
Yeah.
Can I try looking backwards?
So, as in through the, not the aperture, but the other end.
Yeah.
You look at him. So, Tiffany, as you're moving around, pop, you are nearly blinded.
Fucking hell.
The eye looking through the aperture.
You very funny because I only have one eye.
You do.
The other eye's a basilisk guy that I took from a snake.
You need to pull back as for a brief moment, the sun, when Tiffany moves to get into position, she unblocks the telescope. The sun shines through the opposite end of the telescope, down in, out through the aperture, striking you directly in the eye through your telescope.
My fucking hell. Where's it? Is the light going somewhere in the room?
Yes, it points out through the aperture and it's splayed out on the glass around you. You can see that it makes, it's there's shapes there, but you can't see it in the daylight.
Tybalt, is there anything of no value in this room? For example, do you care about that desk?
Tybalt takes a big step back from the desk.
I put Holy Avenger into the desk.
Cool.
Nice.
The desk is neatly severed in two.
I put Holy Avenger back. That's growth.
Fuck me, Dad. Get a good boy card.
Okay, so I have no... I looked at my spells. I don't know message. I know rope trick.
You know yell.
I open the... Can you open the windows of the observatory?
I'd say they'd be able to roll up, yeah.
I open one of the windows. Horns!
I use message, yeah?
Get a good boy card! Fuck yes!
Oh, I've got to get...
That rocks.
So it works. However...
Oh.
We're going to have to do this at night.
I'll try both ends again. Anything?
No, it's not at your end, it's at mine. the light. Wait, fuck, we need the sun.
There is the moon.
But it might not be there. What's the...
But the sun wasn't necessarily there. The sun wasn't there when I looked through it.
It's just the light.
Hey, it's magic.
It's magic.
You've got multiple options as well. There's three moons.
Yeah.
Oh, there is two. There's two suns and three moons.
I'd say, actually, it wasn't even that. It wasn't even the main sun. It was the midday sun. Midstar, it's called. It's the sun that's for an hour during midday.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a moon after that, or is it sun until sundown?
Yeah, when do your moons out?
When
oh, no, we need... No, sorry, Tom. We need the dark.
Yeah.
It's not that we're missing a sun or a moon. It's yeah. It needs to be dark.
It needs to be nighttime. We can't do this until it's nighttime. I'm yelling.
Oh.
What is the time?
Yeah, what's...
It's a bit after midday at this point.
Okay, we got...
Christ almighty. Okay.
So we need...
D&D, you forget we fast forward.
I was going to say, though, how big is the dome?
How big is the dome?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
It'd be pretty big. I would say the size of a medium room.
Hey, Tybalt.
Yes?
Bring me every blanket in the house.
Thank you.